Setting the bar time, Kelly is.
An example of what not to do.
Artemis 2 mission officially underway. Amazing. Sending humans back towards the moon for the first time in decades. This is huge.
Big deal.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without being thousands of miles away in outer space and having a broken toilet immediately, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Aww. You can't just call a plumber.
I know. I mean, everything went off without a hitch. Like the launch, all that, no issues. However, for the first 6 hours of the flight, the toilet was broken.
Oh, no. The first 6 hours. That sounds like something didn't get double-checked before launch.
Yes, from CBS.
Orbiting Earth, the Artemis 2 crew called back to Mission Control, reporting an issue with the toilet.
Oh, no.
Of all the problems. First of all, you want the engines to work. Second of all, you want the toilet to work.
They're like, hey, did you jiggle the handle?
Oh, God.
After some troubleshooting, it appears the bathroom is back up and running.
All right, good.
Okay,
this marks the first toilet designed for a deep space mission.
Yeah, so apparently in zero gravity, airflow is what makes a toilet work. So a fan apparently broke. One of the astronauts had to basically use a backup bag. They troubleshooted it and they were able to repair it. And NASA said toilet is go for use. So
yeah, I mean, I'm telling you what, we don't acknowledge all the things that astronauts have to know. I mean, they have to be like mechanics, electricians, plumbers, all the
scientists.
Things. You can't just hit like go on the engine, hit a button, and then enjoy the ride.
Yeah,
you have to
like driving a car.
Exactly, you have to do all the things. Your skill set has to be beyond all the things.
Yeah, and not only that, then you got to do the mission that you're actually going to outer space to do.
Exactly. Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. So thankfully, the toilet's back in working order. But yeah, this is a situation we hope doesn't happen to you, which probably for 100% of us listening,
we're
won't.
Going to be able to avoid that.
Yes, exactly.
But do you think they did rock, paper, scissors to figure out who's going to have to deal with that?
They're right. Chuck, you're up. Come on, bud.
Yep. Oh, man. And I don't even know, how long are they supposed to be up there? This was literally the first 6 hours.
First 6 hours, yeah.
How nervous are you that's going to continue to be a problem?
I know. I don't think it's a super long mission, but yes, the first 6 hours they had toilet issues. So thankfully that was fixed, and the Artemis 2 toilet is good for number one and number two.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.